Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Are turtles good pets to have? Turtles are beautiful and fascinating creatures, but it's always a good idea to conduct research before buying one. There are many kinds of turtles and tortoises, and each has different characteristics. Some of them have very specific needs. With a pet turtle, be prepared for a long-term commitment. Many can live as long as 50 years, or even longer. As you can tell, caring for one of these creatures isn't as simple as one might think.
Speaker B.
When choosing your pet, consider what kind of living environment they'll need. It's better to think long-term from the beginning. Most small or baby pets will be fine in a tank or a basket. But as an adult, they might need a bigger home. Plan ahead for a larger living space for your pet. Make sure your pet's home has what they need. A tortoise, for example, can be happy in a small yard with a pond. A red-eared slider may require a tank or tub with lots of water.
Speaker C.
What animal is the best first pet? Well, turtles can indeed be a good first pet. Actually, they are quiet, easygoing, require little interaction, and can provide years of companionship. Are turtles fun pets? You may need to redefine your definition of fun. Turtles are normally loners. They prefer to be admired and spoken to, but not physically handled. Turtles are usually not very social. They recognize humans as mostly providers of food, but they can be fun.
Speaker D.
Dogs and cats have been eating pet food for years, but a growing trend has items such as rice, carrots, and even salmon ending up in their bowls. For years, we've been told it's safer to give our pets store-bought pet food. But a lot of people think otherwise. Folks typically have the best of intentions when they add the foods from their table to pets' menus. But is it more beneficial or harmful in the long run? I feel the risk of feeding pets the food they shouldn't eat is too high.
Speaker E.
Exotic animals are definitely becoming more popular as pets these days. They are really cool to have. Some of them are very beautiful and they can be easily purchased over the internet. But there is no such thing as an easy pet. And you'd better not take a wild animal as a pet. Chances are they won't do well in captivity. Look into adopting an animal from a local center or society before buying one. And if you do buy, make absolutely sure it's been born in captivity.
Speaker F.
Before commercial pet food entered the market, many dogs and cats lived on the scraps left over from humans' meals. Today, more and more pet owners give the food they eat themselves to their pets, so they know exactly what goes into their diets. This is certainly an acceptable way to feed your pet. If you want to start feeding your pet a healthy diet of foods already in your fridge or pantry, make a gradual transition from commercial pet food.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
Are turtles good pets to have? Turtles are beautiful and fascinating creatures, but it's always a good idea to conduct research before buying one. There are many kinds of turtles and tortoises, and each has different characteristics. Some of them have very specific needs. With a pet turtle, be prepared for a long-term commitment. Many can live as long as 50 years, or even longer. As you can tell, caring for one of these creatures isn't as simple as one might think.
Speaker B.
When choosing your pet, consider what kind of living environment they'll need. It's better to think long-term from the beginning. Most small or baby pets will be fine in a tank or a basket. But as an adult, they might need a bigger home. Plan ahead for a larger living space for your pet. Make sure your pet's home has what they need. A tortoise, for example, can be happy in a small yard with a pond. A red-eared slider may require a tank or tub with lots of water.
Speaker C.
What animal is the best first pet? Well, turtles can indeed be a good first pet. Actually, they are quiet, easygoing, require little interaction, and can provide years of companionship. Are turtles fun pets? You may need to redefine your definition of fun. Turtles are normally loners. They prefer to be admired and spoken to, but not physically handled. Turtles are usually not very social. They recognize humans as mostly providers of food, but they can be fun.
Speaker D.
Dogs and cats have been eating pet food for years. But a growing trend has items such as rice, carrots, and even salmon ending up in their bowls. For years, we've been told it's safer to give our pets store-bought pet food, but a lot of people think otherwise. Folks typically have the best of intentions when they add the foods from their table to pets' menus. But is it more beneficial or harmful in the long run? I feel the risk of feeding pets the food they shouldn't eat is too high.
Speaker E.
Exotic animals are definitely becoming more popular as pets these days. They are really cool to have. Some of them are very beautiful, and they can be easily purchased over the internet. But there is no such thing as an easy pet. And you'd better not take a wild animal as a pet. chances are they won't do well in captivity. Look into adopting an animal from a local center or society before buying one. And if you do buy, make absolutely sure it's been born in captivity.
Speaker F.
Before commercial pet food entered the market, many dogs and cats lived on the scraps left over from humans' meals. Today, more and more pet owners give the foods they eat themselves to their pets, so they know exactly what goes into their diets. This is certainly an acceptable way to feed your pet. If you want to start feeding your pet a healthy diet of foods already in your fridge or pantry, make a gradual transition from commercial pet food.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.